If you found yourself at the B&O Railroad Museum Saturday night, you got a lesson in community, in the power of music, and in the ties that bind us. It was a singing, dining, and dancing anniversary celebration for Hoodstock, an organization of city dwellers determined to make life as fulfilling as it can be for folks with cerebral palsy. The event raised more than $62,000. But more importantly, it demonstrated once again how closely connected we are, know it or not, as we meet the challenges of life. Hoodstock, which takes its name from neighborhood and the iconic Woodstock, celebrates music and caring for others. You could see it and hear it on the dance floor. If it makes you happy, two of the people in their wheelchairs are out on the dance floor, it's making them happy. Russ Causey, Woodstock's founder, whose late sister had cerebral palsy, says the program has evolved in many ways over the decade.
Last year was our first time for wheelchair dancing, and it was the first time I had personally seen it, and it still does my heart good.
He still marvels at the response of his neighbors, who at the beginning of Hoodstock raised $1,200 in his backyard.
This is a grassroots effort, if there ever was one. I mean, again, starting in the backyard of my home, which is a city home, so it's not a big backyard. So 30-something people. We probably have, I don't know, 350 people here tonight.
Among them were Selena Lee, her mother, Amanda Kell, and her father, John Lee, an intern at WYPR. They know better than most the importance of what began 10 years ago. The state provides many services, but organizations like Hoodstock fill some of the gaps that remain. What would they have done without the services that Selena Lee has used? Her mother, Amanda Kell, shudders to think.
She needed so much help, but it really put her on a level footing with other children at first grade.
The schools that United Community Connections supports were critically important and good.
They prepared her in so many ways, academically, physically. They equipped her with an augmentative communication device that allowed her to speak answers, ask questions, and do written work, even though she has very limited fine motor skills.
Saturday's fundraiser at the B&O Railroad Museum included most of the original group's members, but it has grown. Like the Lee Kell family and the Causeys, those people who came to dance can see how much they are contributing to the inclusiveness. Wheelchair dancing, which can include everyone in the hall, not just the wheel-aided dancers, was one of the many good moves.
Because then it did make it more inclusive, and it helped us all to understand that we're all just people, we're all just trying to make it. And it really also helped everybody embrace the cause and understand what we're really trying to do here.
People were encouraged to attend the Saturday event in anti-black tie hippie dress, peace necklaces recommended. Russ Causey and his guitar-playing friends were on stage for several hours. The wheelchair guys and girls were out there when the spirit moved them. It was enough to make you happy. I'm Fraser Smith reporting from the B&O Railroad Museum for 88.1 WYPR.